New hit music, fewer commercials. This is Boston's 103.3 Amp Radio.
You'd be hard-pressed to try and find someone who doesn't like Adele, right?
Yeah, even if you're not, like, obsessed with Adele, you appreciate Adele.
Well, even if you don't like the music, you still can find something you like about Adele. She seems like the sweetest person in the world.
Yeah.
Not only that, she's knocking down these massive records.
Oh, yeah. Hello is the first ever song to have more than 1 million U.S. downloads in 1 week. And
the most of all time, by the way.
Yeah, by like a landslide. Flo Rida was second with like 636,000.
Huge accomplishments.
Yes. And then most recently, she just set another record. It has the biggest sales week for a single since Elton John's tribute to Princess Diana in 97.
She's an incredible woman.
Yeah.
An amazing singer. And everyone loves her for a reason. Except for our friend Jeffrey, of course. Jeffrey, are you there?
Mm-hmm. I am.
I'm catching up with Jeffrey yesterday, and he starts going off on Adele. And I said, how could you go off on Adele? She sounds like the nicest person in show business.
Yeah. Why do you not like her?
Okay, I don't understand why anyone does like her. What is with this Adele, we love you, we love your depression anthem thing that is sweeping the freaking nation?
She's
I really don't
depressed.
Get it.
Depressed?
Like, okay, it's very depressed. Last time she came around with that, like, someone like you or whatever, I had to pop a freaking Cymbalta just to be able to cope with listening to the radio. And now the tone of radio has changed again because Adele is selling her sadness once again. Here's the thing. I don't believe it. I think it's all an act. And I think that she has figured out, like, you know, obviously Adele's not going to be rocking a bikini and selling her sex.
Jeffrey. Not rocking a bikini. Are you kidding me?
That's rude.
But no, that's what I'm saying she's not going to do. So she's like, okay, I'm not doing that, so I'm going to sell you my sadness. I mean, you guys are talking about how it's breaking all these records. She's making all this money off of it. Like, I Googled Adele's net worth, and she has made $32 million off of Sorry Saps, like yourselves, buying into these depression anthems. And
Jeffrey, she's a great singer.
Yeah.
Okay, let's be real about this, though. Who do you know that has $32 million that is that sad?
Well, but here's the thing.
She's been heartbroken, Jeffrey. Money can't fix everything.
Yes.
I know you.
I've been heartbroken, too, but I'm not ruining all of your mornings with my sadness.
I think part of the reason that people like her so much, even though it is sad, it's really honest. I mean, we've all been there at some point, and I feel like at least she's not holding back. All these other pop stars are like, I'm so sorry, I'm so hot, and nobody can relate to that.
No, Lauren, I'm so sorry, I'm so hot. That does resonate with me, but you're saying everyone, like, gets whatever Adele is going through.
Yes.
I don't even know what she's talking about.
Well, listen. She must have called 1,000 times. No one's calling her back. That's upsetting. Listen.
Well, she probably has the wrong number. Did you ever think about that?
Do you know, I've called so many girls, and they don't call me back. It breaks my heart, too.
Okay, but if you had $32 million, I guarantee you they would be calling you back.
Have you ever read any of her interviews, though? Or watched them?
I can't even sit through a whole song. Why would I subject myself to
because
an interview?
Because you learn a lot about the artist that way, and in all sincerity, she's really down to earth.
Yeah, I like that. Well, obviously, Jeffrey's not down to earth.
See, that's another thing that I hate. I hate it when people are always like, oh, but they're so down to earth. Okay, well, so is the person at the gas station and the grocery store. Give me, like, insane demands, like, fill up a bathtub full of champagne, and I need breast implants from a dead body from Brazil. You know, like, I don't want down to earth. I'm not interested in down to
earth. Is that the kind of celebrity you would be, Jeffrey?
Oh, hang on.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
You have a red carpet outside
your
house?
Good. Well, let's all hope Jeffrey gets famous, because that's what we need.
Yeah.
By the way, did you hear Jeffrey's political campaign?
No.
Yeah, you know, he was running as a politician.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah, listen to this.
His name's Jeffrey, and he hates puppies. How can you hate a puppy? What a jerk.
He hates everything, Jeffrey.
Aw, man.
Yeah, puppies have ringworm and heartworm, and I mean, the list goes on and on. I don't hate them as much as Adele. I guess that's a positive spin on it.
And Adele's a mom, and come on.
Listen, she didn't even like her baby.
Oh, like, you're such a liar.
And she was like, yeah, I didn't really like it.
His name's Jeffrey, and he hates babies. They're innocent. Why not be a about it?
See?
Oh, man.
Look at that. Yeah, it fits your political campaign perfectly, Jeffrey.
She had a baby.
He's Jeffrey, and he probably hates you. Just for being you.
Yep.
Because he's a big
That's right. He hates you, Lauren. Hates you, Producer Matt.
What about you?
No, he probably loves me for some reason.
Oh, yeah, because you're so perfect.
I hate TJ the most.
Yes, Producer Matt.
Yeah, but apparently if I had breast implants and filled a bathtub full of champagne and wore a bikini, he would love me.
So true.
Well, it would at least move you from hatred to like more.
Good.
Oh my gosh.
For sure.
Well, there it is. There's always exclusives on our show here. Mm-hmm. The one person in the world who can't stand Adele. Jeffrey. And I'm not surprised now that I really think about it.
I'm disappointed.
Well, I'm disappointed in all of you for buying into her phony scam of sadness that you're all funding by voting for her with your dollars.
There he is, the wondrous Jeffrey, who could find something to hate about everyone.
Why are we friends with him?
I don't know. I always ask myself that. Every time I get off the phone with him, I say, why do we still hang out with this guy?
I don't know.
Anyway, Jeffrey, always great hearing from you.
All right, bye, y'all.
This is 103.3 Amp Radio, the guy who hates puppies, babies, you, everything.
Yeah.
Jeffrey.
The TJ Show,
103.3.